This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. You can watch the show ringside here. And, you know, I feel like I'm maybe losing my knack for this or something. We haven't done this for how
it's
long?
It's been a while.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
I missed you.
Between Red Sox and a couple of schedule snafus, so I think we're back on track, though. I know. I missed you, too. Like, where's Trace? I haven't seen her for a while. I go by your house every day.
I know, right? And I was just near your house the other day and didn't stop by. I should have.
See?
Those darn Red Sox is just, you know, messing with our schedule.
My brother and sister-in-law and my niece and my niece's husband, they were there last night at the Yankees game. So, real fun. Real fun. But let's see. So, we have a special guest again because it's vacation week. So we have Miss Mila here with us. Hi, Mila.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I didn't get to interview you the last time, so I'm kind of excited. any words?
No, not really.
But you know what? It's going to go great because she brought us food. Tracy,
I see that.
When they bring us food.
Mm-hmm. So you could come anytime.
Like, yes, for sure. And of course, we have Miss Kim with us. Hi, Kim.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Very good. Very good. I'm just going to go over the today's food holiday. Today is Prime Rib Day.
Ooh.
Mm. Prime Rib Day.
I've never had one.
Mom.
It's good. Do you like meat?
Yeah.
You like red meat?
You'll love it then. Tell Mom you want some prime rib.
Okay.
Tell Mom and Dad you want prime rib for dinner. Prime rib is like a big piece of meat, and it's cooked like usually medium rare. Oh, Mom doesn't eat that stuff. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, she's out there shaking her head no,
I know.
Actually.
I just thought of that. When I went medium rare, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. Jamie doesn't do that.
Right.
But I always get a kick out of these that 9 people in the White Pages their last name is Beef in the United States.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And more beef is served on Memorial Day than any other holiday.
The cookout.
Memorial Day.
Actually,
I was kind of surprised at that.
You think Labor Day
or Fourth of July?
It says Fourth of July and Labor Day are tied for second.
Okay,
so
everybody's opening their grills. Everyone's excited.
Yeah, that's true.
That opening weekend.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And then I thought this was really interesting. The character of Uncle Sam. You know when we talk about Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
Right.
Is modeled after a Sam Wilson. From Troy, New York, he was a meat packer during the War of 1812. He had meat shipped to the government that was stamped U.S. beef, so the soldiers called him Uncle Sam.
Oh, that's interesting.
How many
of us knew that?
It is. And how did that come to be meat in the United States? Well, okay.
I don't know, because he delivered it to the government, I guess. I'm not sure, but anyway, it was kind of interesting when I read it. I was like, no way.
I love hearing those little facts.
Yeah, it's kind of
interesting. Stuff that you don't know that you just take for granted.
So, Miss Mila, could you tell us, what have you been doing on your vacation, first of all?
We went to an escape room.
Ooh,
I
want to go there.
Heard about those.
How did you do?
We made it to the second room.
You made it to the second room?
Mm-hmm.
Did you die in the end, or did you make it through the end, or did you have to save someone? Was yours that you had to save somebody in your room?
No, it was to find someone's necklace.
Okay.
Because he was an antique dealer or something like that.
All right, yeah. So for those who aren't familiar with how escape rooms work.
Yeah, I would like to know what that is, actually.
I just went myself a few weeks ago, and you go into this room, and you are told, for us, you are there's a hurricane coming. You have to get out of the ship to get to safety. And we had to solve clues. And you have 1 hour to do it. And how many people were in your group?
Seven
in your group. So that means they had seven minds working in their group trying to figure it out. We only had three.
Oh, that's harder.
We died.
So Mila, what did you have to do in yours?
We had the same thing as hers, basically. But I think there might have been a third room. I'm not really sure. I remember another door, but I'm not sure if we were supposed to go in it.
It's fun, though. Did you guys argue over anything, or did you work together as a team?
We argued over a few things.
Yeah, we did, too. Yeah. It's fun, though. I think it's a blast.
Jay showed us how to open a briefcase.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, because those aren't, like, really common anymore. You have to slide the little button and...
Side to side, right? Yeah.
So, seriously, you didn't know how to open a briefcase?
None of us. How many people really walk around with a briefcase now?
It's true. But, you know, you just think of those things, and it's like, you really don't know how to open a briefcase? Like, it's just kind of
She
funny.
Does now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We have Miss Mila here with us. She's on her school vacation. She's the daughter of one of our GMs, Jamie, in Manchester, Red Arrow. And we're talking to her about what she did on a vacation. And next, I want you to tell us about this food you have here. What is it called again?
It's an ice box. It's no bake strawberry ice box cake.
No bake. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Because I'm not a baker, so maybe if I don't have to bake it, it might be okay.
Was it easy to do?
Some parts were easy, some parts were a little harder.
But how old are you?
Eight.
So would you recommend it to other 8, 9, and 10-year-olds to do?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So can you share it with us, what you did?
The cream for it tastes really good.
Yeah.
Did you maybe eat a little bit while you were making it?
Yes.
You have to do that. That's why I am a good baker.
Yeah, right. And the cream, you have to have one.
What is that? Oh, you don't have to give. Just tell us about how you made it. Like, we don't have to be too specific. We can have
I'll
Kim
put it
post
on,
it on
put
Food
it on
for
the
Thought
Facebook page.
Oh, on yeah. our I'll Facebook page.
What was your favorite part of making this, besides tasting it?
I like decorating the flag on top, and I made it because the next holiday is Memorial Day.
Right.
Good thinking.
Very good. And she made the flag out of strawberries and blueberries.
Yes.
It's very pretty.
It is. And so did you make another one of these for home, or did you just make it here and everyone's going to eat it here today?
I'm hoping that we don't finish it, because then we won't be able to eat it at home.
We'll make
so
sure.
We should have small samples, is what you're trying to say.
Please.
Basically.
We're all always on diets anyway, so
yeah,
that's
it's
good.
True. I happen to be on the cheating part of my diet at the moment.
Me too. So we can have bigger pieces today. Sorry.
Did you make this last night or this morning?
Last night.
Good.
And then, because you must have to put it in the freezer, maybe? Is that why it's called an ice box cake?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
What else do you like to make at home?
We like to make cookies and brownies.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, cakes sometimes.
Yeah. So your mom eats that. She just doesn't eat prime rib. She doesn't eat the meats, right?
No meat.
Sweets. That's good.
So what did you layer in there? You don't have to get all the ingredients, but what's underneath there to make it an icebox cake? Did you say something last time about ice cream sandwiches? Is this the same one?
No.
No.
Oh, darn. I was, like, all excited.
Sorry.
There's graham crackers and the cream in it, and then there's the fruit in it, too.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Tracy? I think that one sounds kind of healthy, this fruit.
Yeah. Right?
We're good.
Fruit and graham crackers aren't that bad.
That's right.
I think we should slice some up and try it.
Yeah.
Mila's looking at you saying, these poor ladies. They're missing out on so much in life. All right, I'll scoop some out for everyone, but I want you to try it first, and then we'll go around from there. So what else are you doing over vacation this week?
I'm not really sure.
Your mom's been keeping you busy, though. Did you help her today at work?
Yeah.
Neat.
So you went to the diner. Did you do the bread order? Because I hear you do the bread order.
Not yet. But we did do the coffee order already.
Very good.
Wow.
Wow.
Start them young.
Cool. I know, right?
Man, that is cool. And you know what? I've not talked to her in, it seems like, forever.
Donna.
We have Donna is ready, which is a perfect time to be cutting up the icebox cake. So welcome, Donna. How are you?
Hey, y'all got icebox cake and little people in there?
Yes.
Oh, y'all got little people. And I'm calling diapers and child labor on y'all. Because them kids is working for free. It don't make no sense. Pay them children.
No. She's eating. She's eating right now. It's good.
Oh,
wait.
She made it, though.
we working for food.
Yeah, huh? She's working for food.
I guess I'll be working for... back in the day, I would work for some food stamps.
You should be here, Donna. We're trying it. It's amazing.
Oh my!
It is. What are y'all trying?
Mila made an icebox cake.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Good.
You know what? They are amazing. Did she use Cool Whip?
No.
Cool Whip. She said
we made our own cream.
Oh, they
oh, you made your
it.
Own cream. Okay, you know
that's
what?
Even,
you
that's
bomb,
why it's so
you
good.
YouTubeBomb.com. That's right. No Cool Whip. You made your own cream. That's right. That's how you do it. Cause you're gonna be an independent girl. You gotta make your own cream. And always remember, baby, cream always rises to the top. Always.
You should see her face, Donna.
She said she made her own cream. She wasn't playing with me. She's like, hold up. Don't be giving me no Cool Whip. Look, I am certified, too legit to quit. I'll make my own cream. I got you. I ain't mad at you, player.
Right.
Do your thing. Pimping ain't
impressive.
Easy, but somebody got to do it. I'm glad it's you, baby. All right, how's everybody doing?
We're good.
We missed you.
I know.
Did y'all miss me?
We did.
No, you didn't. Because
yes.
nobody sent for me. The Pony Express has not came down here and sent for Donna. What's up with that?
Huh? You're supposed to be making a trip up.
Yeah, but nobody sent for me yet. Nobody said, you know what, Donna? Come on, baby. We'll take you in. Are y'all going to send me south of the border? That ain't right.
Donna, you're welcome up here anytime.
I know I am. I'm just playing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all's heads. Y'all take it too seriously. Don't take it personal.
Okay. Don't.
Eat your icebox cake. Chill. So y'all ready for the recipe of the week?
We are ready.
Ma'am.
You are?
We are.
What if I said I ain't got one?
Throw it at us.
We don't believe
you have one.
Yeah, I do. Hey, you know me. Okay, here we go. I had the pleasure of having lunch with my friend who just turned 70 years young. A fabulous woman inside out. So I talked her into having lunch at a Vietnamese sandwich shop called Banh Mi Boy. Now, this was new to me. So whenever I get a chance, y'all know, whenever I get a chance to experience something new, I always ask the server what is their favorite thing to eat, which gives me insight, because y'all know I need a little insight, because, you know, my brain can go to the left, to the right anytime. So it gives me insight on what I'm going to choose for that day. However, when I ate there, I had given up bread and meat. So you know what I had? Fried tofu and spring rolls and so much rice. No, because they make them spring rolls paper out of rice, and it was rubbery anyway. So they gave me so much rice, it could feed me, you, Kayla, whoever else is in Food for Thought today. I don't want all that rice. Now, my friend, she had the Banh Mi sandwich, which she didn't enjoy. She stated that it was too salty, but she ate the whole thing. And since it was my treat, she didn't lose out. And I don't think you can lose out on eating a Vietnamese hoagie named, which means bread. Do you think you can miss out on something that means, Banh Mi means bread? So I don't think you can miss out. A true Banh Mi sandwich consists of a roll made out of wheat and rice flour with pork liver pate spread. But y'all know me, I haven't eaten liver since I was a small child. And my mama used to trick me and my brother by telling us we was eating steak. So, I went home and dug into my own rice field, a.k.a. Pinterest, and made my own Banh Mi sandwich, which sent Teddy's taste buds down the Mekong River while floating on a toasted baguette roll. Yes, Banh Mi is for me and the recipe of the week. Here's what you'll need to spring roll into a hoagie roll, chopsticks and all, Tracy. You'll need 4 French baguettes. I used whole wheat ones. 2 jalapeno peppers sliced, 1 cup of fresh cilantro. Don't use dry, use fresh. Like Kayla used fresh cream to make her ice pop cake. Always use fresh cilantro. You'll need 2 Kirby cucumbers sliced the long way, 1 cup of pickled carrots and radishes, which they use daikon radishes, but I didn't have none, so I used red round radishes, and I pickled them myself. I just put them in a vinegar and some pickling seasoning and threw it in the refrigerator for 24 hours. That was my pickling. Half a cup of green onions, 16 turkey meatballs already cooked, 1/2 cup of hoisin sauce, 1 teaspoon of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 4 tablespoons of avocado mayonnaise, because I didn't want no pate, and which I made fresh, like Caleb. I didn't get Hellman's. I made mine fresh too, Caleb. 1 small bowl in a small bowl, you're going to mix together your following: your hoisin, your soy sauce, your ginger, your lime, and you're going to pour that all over your meatballs. Now, here's how I assemble my banh mi. I take 1 sliced baguette roll, and I place 1 tablespoon of mayo on the bottom. You're going to take 1/4 cup of cilantro. You're going to take your cucumber slices, 4 meatballs, some pickled carrots and radishes. Then next, you're going to place your onions and some jalapeno peppers. Close your sandwich on your banh mi, on your Vietnamese hoagie, and let's do some Kung Fu biting. Fast as lightning. Ha. Chopsticks and all, banh mi style. King.
Donna, we have a place in Manchester. It's called the Local Moose.
Have you ever?
Yes, and she has the best banh mi sandwich. It is so good.
You going to take me?
I would love to take you, so get your butt up here.
I gotta get up there, don't I? I gotta go ahead and saddle my donkey. I mean my jackass. You hear me? But I'll saddle him up anyway.
Donna.
Okay, Wilbur, shut up. Yeah. I'm gonna put him in a Kentucky Derby, but no, he's ready. He's ready for glue. Stop it. So you're gonna take me to the Bami restaurant, right?
Yes, for sure. They have
do they use fresh cilantro?
Oh gosh, of course.
They
make their own bread and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good.
So you ate, do they do vegan one too? Because you know I'm on this vegan kick. Did y'all know that?
I didn't know that. No.
Oh, Donna made, remember I used sunflower seeds and made some cheese out of sunflower seeds.
Yes, I remember that.
But I'm still, I ate a little bit of meat, but I haven't eaten it. Like, I haven't went full Begalia like Teddy. He goes full. He didn't have roast beef and everything. The very next, after 40 days, he didn't have roast beef.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I have it. I'm trying to get it right and get it tight, and you know how all that's going on. I gotta shake it fast. You know, I gotta be boom, boom, pow. You know, so I'm trying to get it all together. I've been in here using amaranth flour. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's both. You know, the Indians, they use it as during fasting time. So you pour a little. It's like it's a flour, but it helps. It's supposed to help you not be hungry. So I've been flouring it up. So y'all know how I am about different things.
You nut.
I am a nut, but y'all love me and I love y'all.
Yes,
and
for sure.
You know, y'all enjoy y'all's icebox cake, and I'm going to have to go do me some kung fu fighting. Remember, life is for living and food is for giving, and Donna's got to find banh mi for her own me. You know, I got to go find out and see what it's all about. So when I get up there, y'all make sure y'all going to take me to the banh mi restaurant. So I'll talk to y'all later. Tracy, you ain't say too much. You always are you in the background not saying nothing.
I'm just listening, Donna. Taking it all in.
Did you miss me?
We did, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, Teddy.
Yeah, you sure will. Stop up your donkey, because Donna's on her way up there to get some banh mi. Talk to y'all girls later. See you, Kayla.
Bye.
It's Mila.
Yeah, it is. It's Mila, not Kyla.
Oh, that's so cute. You are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We are going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We always have to go to break after we end with Donna because we're just like always
we
like
need a moment.
It's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Here comes my husband too with Charles, Sir Charles.
Your dog.
Love him. Okay, this icebox cake. I do have to agree with Tracy also. It is delicious.
Amazing.
Mila. You did a fantastic job. And I think that you did do it extra special because you made your cream. Like a lot of people will just go and buy the Cool Whip, which doesn't even compare.
Yeah.
This is delicious. And like Tracy said, it's nice and light. It's very light.
I just got attacked by a dog.
Charles is in the studio right now. It's so cute.
So we were going to do just like samples. We killed more than half of this cake. It's so good.
But we can't touch anymore because she wants
She's
going to
take it home. I did have seconds.
Oh, Daryl's looking at it.
That's Mila's fork.
He doesn't care. She probably has a cold. Kidding, Mila.
He likes it.
The studio is crazy today.
I think we've lost it. Yeah. I think so.
Kids, dogs, Daryl, Donna.
Before we get to top of the hour, we need, and it's you have like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So why don't you take it away and your weekly luncheon we want to hear about.
Yeah,
Gail.
What we've been doing is we have been going to a few different restaurants, well, one restaurant a week, and going in and not ordering ourselves. We have the manager or the cook offer us the meals. So a lot of times they have them ahead, and they come in and tell us what we're trying that day. And what the point is.
Who's we?
Myself, Amanda, who is in the office, and George, Carol's dad, has been coming with us. So
it's
been a fun time. And the point is to kind of get out of our rut of going to the same restaurant and ordering the same plates and try something out of the box that you normally wouldn't try. So we went to Gale Motor Eatery, and which is located on Lowell Street. And she actually, I do want to put this out here, she actually just opened another one. Mm. It was her year anniversary, and she did it. So that's really neat. She has the Pit Stop in Litchfield, which is over where Mel's Funway is.
Yeah.
But we went to the one on Lowell Street, and it was delicious. It was so good. Their prices are so reasonable. We started off, they gave us house chips, which has a delicious cream dip that they make for the chips to go with it. We tried Cuban egg rolls. And again, this is
that's what I want to try over there. That looks so
delicious.
Good.
It was so good. So that one has roasted pork, smoked ham, Swiss dill pickle in it. Mm. And then you can dip it in the mustard. I think that was my favorite. Amanda had the spicy, well, we all had it. We had spicy tuna, and that was definitely her favorite in there as well.
And just so listeners know, what you're talking about, they're little plates.
They are.
It's tapas. So they're, you know, you really can go and order like three or four different plates depending on how many people you have, and you can get a good variety of,
so everyone's trying a little bit of something. Yeah. And again, the prices aren't bad. The Cuban egg rolls, it was only $7. And I thought it would have been a lot more. I have been to other places where the prices are really up there, and hers are extremely reasonable. So it's definitely, we actually have a girls' night planned to go and go with a bunch of friends and try the same thing. Again, she's located on 36 Lowell Street. They are closed on Sundays, Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 9, and Saturdays, 5 to 10. And they also have pizzas there. They have soup
pizza's
of the day.
Very good. Daryl and I think about everything on the menu.
Oh, you have? What was your
really
favorite
good.
For you?
You know, I like, their pizza was delicious, and the Cuban egg rolls were really good.
Yeah.
But everything's been good, really.
I want to try their steak and cheese egg roll.
Yeah, that sounds good,
that
too.
That one sounds really
good. I really want to try the tuna. I think that sounds...
Now, have you been there
no,
yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, yeah.
I don't get out much.
No, I know. But it was definitely, it was an A-plus for us. It's a fun place to go. right in Manchester, easy to get to. It was fun. It was good, and the food is really, really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And she opened up another one. Litchfield. She did. I did hear that just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Over
and,
at Mouse.
Their menu looks fun. It looks.
It's did you say today?
Similar to this?
It has a lot more with burgers. I did print it out, but it's left on the desk.
It's okay. It's okay.
But yeah, no, their menu looks really good.
Did you say they opened today?
No, she wanted to do it for their 1 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. For this one, and so they did. They opened it on their year anniversary,
which was when
April 4th, I believe. Oh,
okay,
it was. Yeah,
yeah,
so
a few weeks
it was this
ago.
Month. Yeah.
So it's open. So
it
go
is.
Down and give it a try. Yeah,
yeah.
That it's a great tip when you're looking for something to do. You can just go out there, hang out at Mel's.
At Mel's,
Fun
I'm
Park
looking forward to that one
with the kids, and then go or let the kids go do their
oh,
thing,
yeah, the
and then
go
you
do
can go
thing.
Sit because they're going to have an outside area
yeah,
as
they
well.
Do. They yeah. have a patio. Yeah, yeah nice. Definitely something like someplace to try out.
So, Miss Mila, any last words that you'd like to say? Come on.
This is Mila.
Don't eat all my cake.
Yeah, tell Tracy no more helpings.
I can't have thirds.
I probably could.
So you come back maybe another time or share some extra recipes and we can put it on the Facebook page too, dedicated to kids?
Sure.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Love it. Love having you. You're a cutie pie.
Yes, thanks for bringing us food. We like people that bring us food. We did mention that.
Many times.
Mila, be quiet.
Fresh.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What were you going to say?
Coming up at the top of the hour.
Coming up.
We're going to have
Cask and
Vine. So I'm looking forward to
it. We have Andy and Alana here from Cask and Vine. If you've never gone, stay tuned. Listen. It's in Londonderry, and it's really, really good. Daryl and I have been, and it's excellent. So Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy, we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.